I kept on drinking. Several days later, I passed out in the ship Ahoy after drinking tequila for 8 hours steadily. Some friends carried me home. Next morning, I had the worst hangover of my life. I began vomiting at 10-minute intervals until I brought up green bile. Then old Ike was around. "You gotta quit drinking, Bill. You're getting crazy." I had never been so sick. Nausea racked my body like a convulsion. Old Ike was holding me up as I vomited a few spoonfuls of bile into the toilet. He put an arm around my shoulder and hugged me and helped me back to bed. About 5 in the afternoon, I stopped vomiting and managed to keep a bottle of grape juice and a glass of milk down. "It stinks like piss in here," I said. "One of them cats must have pissed under the bed." Ike began sniffing around the bed. No, nothing there. He sniffed some more near the head of the bed where I was lying propped up on pillows. "Bill, it's you smells like piss." "Huh?" I began smelling my hands with mounting horror as if I was discovering leprosy. "Good Lord," I said, my stomach cold with fear. "I got uremic poisoning. Ike, go out and get me a croaker." "Okay, Bill, I'll get you one right away. And don't come back with one of them 5-peso script-writing bums." "Okay, Bill." I lay there trying to control the fear. I did not know much about uremic poisoning. A woman I'd known slightly in Texas had died of it after drinking a bottle of beer every hour, night and day, for 2 weeks. Rollins had told me about it. She swelled up and turned sort of black and went into convulsions and died. The whole house smelled like piss. I relaxed, trying to tune in on my viscera and find out what the score was. I did not feel death or indication of grave illness. I felt tired, battered, languid. I lay there with my eyes closed in the darkening room. Old Ike came in with the doctor and turned on the light. The doctor sniffed and smiled and nodded. He had a round, smiling oriental face. He made a quick examination and asked if I could urinate. Then, turning to Ike, he asked if I was subject to fits. Ike spoke in his halting Spanish, looking for each word. "Este señor huele muy malo y quiere saber por qué." This man smells very bad and he wants to know why. The doctor explained it was an incipient uremia, but the danger was now past. I would have to stop drinking for a month. The doctor picked up an empty tequila bottle. "One more of these and you were dead." He was putting away his instruments. He wrote out a prescription for an antacid preparation to take every few hours, shook hands with me and Ike, and left. Next day I had the chucks and ate everything in sight. I stayed in bed 3 days. The metabolic setup of alcoholism had ceased operating. When I started drinking again, I drank normally and never before the late afternoon. I stayed off the junk.